If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Tobacco, football, and booze. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley.
That's right, we've got Jay Binkley, our character concerns draft co-host with Chris Unicero, who did great work. Mr. Binkley, congratulations on another year, my man. Way to go, way to go, way to get it done, way to get it done. We know what the Chiefs did. How did the rest of the AFC West do, according to the Bink father of the draft?
The Raiders probably the second best, to be honest with you, but the Chargers and Broncos, not so great. And the one thing about the AFC West is, Chris and I were talking about it this weekend, talking about the draft. You look at the AFC West, and there's not that guy you say, oh, man, I can't believe they got him. I mean, there really wasn't that in the AFC West. I'll give it to Brock Bowers a couple years ago when you're like, oh, man, I can't believe they got Brock Bowers, because eventually, and he still will be, you know, a problem, you know, late fourth quarter touchdown. You're saying, man, they got a really good player in Brock Bowers. You hate to see a really good player go in the division. But there really wasn't that. I think the Raiders have the most potential if Jermaine McCoy works out and if Fernando Mendoza ends up being good. But definitely the Raiders would be the second best class in the division. The Chiefs, the best class in the division. But Chargers and Broncos, man, those are like C-level drafts. They at least don't look good with the playmakers. And that's a good thing for the Chiefs, because there's not that huge playmaker in this draft. Next year might be a different story, but for this year, I think they're all good.
Well, you don't think Fernando Mendoza was that guy where you're like, man, I can't believe the Raiders got him?
Well, I mean, I said he could be. We don't know yet. I mean, maybe Fernando Mendoza's good. And maybe Fernando Mendoza is Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Fernando Mendoza is Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or maybe he's Mitch Trubisky. I mean, we don't know. I mean, yeah, there's certainly a ton of potential when you have a quarterback, and they'll be able to. One thing the Raiders will be able to do is kind of ease him in with Kirk Cousins being there. And listen, I like Fernando Mendoza a lot, but he's got a great quarterback to bounce things off of, like Kirk Cousins. With that experience, if he plays the Alex Smith, the Patrick Mahomes role, he could. But, you know, Tom Brady, you know, being, you know, a phone call away with Mendoza. I mean, that's some quarterbacks to lean on for Mendoza. And then by the time he's up and really, you know, doing things for the Raiders, maybe at that point, Jermaine McCoy, you know, who might be ready to play right away because he did run the 40 during the draft process. But as far as these guys, you know, kind of coming into their own and good pieces with Ginty and Bowers, and we'll see what goes on. But, yeah, it could end up being good. But with quarterbacks, you just never know.
When you look at this Chiefs team, which player gives you the most intrigue? Is it Emmett? Is it, you know, maybe it's Peter Woods and he blossoms into this, you know, understudy under Chris Jones? What player did they take that you look at and say to yourself, that's the guy I'm going to follow?
Well, I think Delaney's obviously a great player. He's the true starter out of this draft class. When you look at who's day one, pencil him in, sharpie him, whatever, Delaney's your starter. Peter Woods, a lot of good upside. I remember, you know, coming in the year, I thought he was a top five player. So definitely Peter Woods. In there, Emmett Johnson, obviously there's a lot of intrigue, but how much are we going to see that? Mm-hmm. You know, because Kenneth Walker is going to get the bulk of the carries for the Chiefs. Yeah, Emmett will be sprinkled in, but you won't get to see a ton of him, well, of course, with Emmett Walker here. And I think people are really going to like Jaden Kennedy, the corner safety slash nickel slash everything with the Chiefs defense. I think they're really going to like Jaden Kennedy. But Peter Woods gives me a lot of interest.
Why can't the Chiefs do what they should do at the running back position and do a 50-50 split? I mean, if this Johnson kid is going to be as good as people think he has the opportunity to be, why limit, Jay, what he can do and not go in there with a mindset of like, let's see if we can get a 50-50 split, because that would do wonders for everybody except fantasy owners. But I'm here to win football games, and I like a 50-50 split or a 60-40 type split at that running back spot.
Well, you could. We'll see how he develops. And Walker's used to this. You know, he split time there in Seattle with Charbonnet, so it could happen to keep the running back situation fresh. And the other really good thing about it is we know how running backs get hurt all the time.
That's right.
You know, and Ken Walker's missed games as well. But you got that other guy. And don't forget about DeMarcado in Arizona. We're talking about a guy here that went for 7.1 yards per carry. There's a reason why he's in Kansas City. He's explosive as well. I just really like the makeup of this running back room. And, you know, there was talk before the draft as could they bring Kareem Hunt back? And, you know, because he had so much success last year, the short yard runs. And, you know, that question was kind of answered. And you look at there's another guy. He's not going to make this team. He's going to be on the practice squad. Jade Knott, that played at Oklahoma last year, played the Senior Bowl. Came in here as an undrafted free agent that actually led the Pac-12 in rushing back in 2023. He was the running back with Mendoza at Cal. He had over 1,300 yards. That's when USC and Oregon and all the rest were still in the Pac-12. So they get the Pac-12 leading rusher from 23 as an undrafted free agent. You get the Big Ten's leading rusher in Emmett Johnson. There's a lot to like. And then they have Rashard Smith out there. And you're thinking, all right, well, he was a seventh-round pick, so it doesn't really, you know, in the grand scheme of things, matters what happens with a seventh-round pick. But I'll say this. People were asking me what's going to happen to Burchard with this crowded running back room now. And I said, maybe he goes back to wide receiver. Because you think about it, he was a three-year receiver at Miami. He's 5'10". Okay, he caught 25 passes out of the backfield, a lot of them on screens and things like that. But he's got that ability to run routes. I mean, again, he was a Miami wide receiver for 3 years. But you think about the wide receivers, you really see three locks at this point, maybe four if you include Jalen Royals as being a lock. Then there's, you know, two to three wide receiver positions that'll be camp battles. So really, if he wants to make the team, which would be a long shot at wide receiver, but that might be the position he goes to because that running back room is full.
Jay, when you look at the team they have now, are you able to start looking into the future of what maybe could fall their way? I mean, obviously record is a huge indicator, but setting up for 2027. I know that's still a while away and you got some time, but where does that start to begin for you and maybe Chris as well?
Pretty soon. We'll do rookie mini camp, obviously the Chiefs and the rookies, how they do through OTAs and camp. But, you know, come August, it's going to be looking at the 2027 season and prospects that's loaded. And which direction will the Chiefs, because tight end will become a much more prevalent position, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs throughout the draft. A wide receiver, I think, will still be top of the list for the Chiefs and should be at the top of the list for the Chiefs. But the 27 class is so much fun with wide receivers, with tight ends, but we're going to see a lot of that. They don't have to mess with running back. Hopefully the defensive line gets a little bit of work, so they sprinkle in some edges here and there. I just like the way the makeup of the 27 draft works out for the Chiefs, because they're going to need wide receivers and tight end.
Do you remember what you were saying a year ago about the 26 draft and what it was going to, you know, have in it?
Well, it looked like it was going to be a quarterback draft, because that was the hot names. Those guys all kind of disappointed before the season started. We had 26. I mean, it was going to be kind of the way it was looked upon, you know, just a lot of depth, not those, you know, stars in it. But we started looking at, we were the whole year on Character Concerns, the whole past fall, we're like, man, I wish we could fast forward to 2027.
Yeah.
Because as you're looking at some of these guys and you look at who's going to, you know, be there in that 27 class, and you're like, man, you know, Ahmad Hardy in there and Jeremiah Smith and some of these stars in these quarterbacks, and they look like they weren't going to come back out in 26. We started kind of really getting excited about 27 when you go back to September.
Jay, time to get some sleep. You get to hibernate for a little bit, and then mini camp starts up, and you're right back at it. But we appreciate the coverage, appreciate the time, all the hard work you do. Shout out to you and Chris, and we'll be ready for Mock 27 1.0 here in about I don't know,
a week.
Yeah, about a month. So.
Hey, Kuiper's got his out already. Let's go.
Who does?
I'm sure Kuiper does.
Oh, man, 100% he does. But rookie mini camp this weekend, so things start, and they've already had one. The offseason started for the Chiefs on April 20th.
Who looks good?
Rookie minicamp this weekend, man. We're getting there, man. Pretty, before we know it, it'll be June minicamps and July training camp. Let's go.
Boy, and schedule release in May. We got it all covered.
I know that I'm hard. There you go.
That's right, Dustman.
You better believe it, Bink. Take care, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's Jay Binkley. Coming up on the other side, we go to the Las Vegas perspective, right? They got the first overall pick. They've done some stuff. Mac thinks they're going to go worst to first. I'm kidding, but he does like the Raiders this year. We talked to Hondo Carpenter, the Las Vegas Raiders beat writer on SI. We get to talk to Hondo next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jack Caglione, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty, weekday morning starting.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At 6, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.